Jason Anderson, the district ranger in Thorne Bay, will leave that job in February for the district ranger's job in Petersburg. Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole says Anderson has worked in Thorne Bay for around 6 years.
He's done a lot of work with the Prince Wales Advisory Group. He's done a lot of work with the RAC that's been formed on the island. As you might know, there are several tribal entities on the island. He's worked very closely with them as well.
The RAC, or Resource Advisory Committee, recommends federal funding for projects on and around national forest land, and there's a similar committee for Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake. The district ranger oversees management of around 1.7 million acres of the Tongass National Forest around the communities of Petersburg, Kupernoff, and Cake. Anderson replaces Chris Savage, who left Petersburg this fall to take a job with the agency in Washington, D.C. Anderson is 38 and grew up in California and has worked about 10 years with the Forest Service, with 10 years prior to that in the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
I've actually had an opportunity to visit Petersburg a number of times for work, and I was also up there this year for Little Norway's Festival and really was just impressed with the community, overall experience in town. It's a very nice, attractive community. I've talked with a lot of co-workers and friends and acquaintances from Petersburg who have never spoken anything but kind words and very highly of the school system, the quality of life, the people in town. You know, I figured if it was anything as good as Prince of Wales and the folks that have treated us here, given the little bit larger size and everything I've heard about the opportunities for families in town, it presented itself as a great opportunity.
Anderson will bring a wife and 5 kids to town. He says it will be difficult to leave friends behind and co-workers on Prince of Wales Island. Anderson says he's excited about the new job in Petersburg and says it will be similar to his current job.
I think the challenges that Prince of Wales has offered me in terms of, you know, just things to work on, things that are valuable, the overall management program that the Tongass offers, I think Petersburg has a lot of similarity in it. You know, there's portions of the district that still have a road system which are valuable to the timber industry. There are tribal issues with the communities over there. There's just community development issues overall. The things that the Forest Service does in Southeast Alaska, the importance to how these lands are managed to local communities, whether it's fishing industry, tourism industry, timber industry, they're pretty important, and I think Petersburg is no small exception to that.
In the meantime, Diana Perez, a deputy district ranger on the Gifford-Pinchot Forest near Mount St. Helens, Washington, will be serving as acting ranger in Petersburg until Anderson arrives. She's expected to start up work here later this month. The Forest Service has also started the process of trying to find a new ranger for the Thorne Bay District. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.